Total fire bans are in place for large parts of Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia, with authorities in other states warning that a total fire ban could be declared at any time. Much of Australia is experiencing an extreme heat wave that is forecast to continue over the weekend. Temperatures in some areas have soared above 40 degrees Celsius, elevating the fire risk and prompting warnings for people to take steps to prevent heat-related deaths. A catastrophic fire danger rating is in place for Victoria's Northern Country, North Central and Wimmera districts. In South Australia, Paul Seeger, the Deputy Chief Officer of the state's Country Fire Service, says the fire danger risk means total fire bans are in place in 11 out of 15 fire districts.
The reason for that is we need to avoid any risky activities while this extreme fire weather exists. And as has been mentioned, this has been the most significant period of hot weather and extreme fire danger this summer. And we're grateful for the community of South Australia staying on high alert and being very disciplined with their activities and not undertaking any high-risk activities.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced a year-long federal royal commission into the Bondi terror attack. Former High Court Judge Virginia Bell will lead the inquiry and has been tasked with examining the nature and prevalence of anti-Semitism and religiously motivated extremism. She has been empowered to make any other recommendations needed to strengthen Australia's social cohesion. The announcement follows weeks of political pressure from Jewish groups, business leaders, sporting greats and the federal opposition, calling for a federal royal commission. Mr. Albanese says he has made his decision after further reflection, following meetings with survivors of the Bondi attack and families of victims.
We've engaged respectfully with people, and we've made sure, I think, that we've done this in a way which has got it right. We listen to people. I think that's what people want. You know, the nation needs to come together.
He says the final report of the Royal Commission will be due on the first anniversary of the Bondi attack. Opposition Susan Lee has criticised the Prime Minister's decision to hold a National Royal Commission into the Bondi attack, saying it's not an act of leadership. Responding to an announcement of a Royal Commission, which Ms Lee has been pushing for since the December attack, Ms Lee says the Prime Minister is only guided by political ambition.
Anthony Albanese has relented, not because he believed a Commonwealth Royal Commission was the right thing to do, but because Australians have forced him into it.
Ms Lee says the coalition will review the terms of reference in consultation with the Jewish community and national security experts. She also voiced criticism over the appointment of a sole commissioner, which she says shows the Prime Minister's failure to grasp the gravity of the issue. Australian researchers have discovered microscopic life forms living inside tree bark that could be crucial to fighting the effects of climate change. The tiny microbes consume gases, including methane, which is a big driver of global warming. It was already known they existed in soil, but this is the first time they've been found confirmed as living in trees as well, with the paper bark tree found to be particularly rich in them. That means there are a lot more microbes worldwide than first thought. The study authors, led by Bob Luing from Monash University and Luke Jeffrey from Southern Cross University, studied 80 different Australian species over 5 years. The federal government's signature housing policy could be worsening affordability for its first-time buyers, despite getting more people into home ownership. Analysis from Cotality shows price growth in the lower-priced cohort of properties eligible to buy under the 5% deposit scheme, outstripping more expensive properties. The first home buyer deposit scheme came into effect in October, with ministers at the time arguing it would not fuel price growth. Data for the December quarter showed 3.6% growth in houses priced under the cap, compared to 2.4% for homes priced above. The analysis shows the shift began in August, the same month Mr. Albanese announced the scheme's expansion would begin within weeks. And over in cricket, the McGrath Foundation has thanked Australians for more than $11.7 million raised for in-home cancer nurses during the Pink Test. That's the highest amount raised in the event's history. McGrath Foundation President and cricket legend Glenn McGrath expressed his gratitude to Australians for rising to the occasion this Pink Test, as it works towards its goals to ensuring no one with cancer misses out on care. The McGrath Foundation celebrated its 18th Pink Test fundraiser on day three of the SCG test, which saw the stadium awash with pink as spectators dressed for the occasion. Cricket Australia CEO Todd Greenberg says the Pink Test continues to show the powerful role sport can play in driving positive change. And in cycling, Felicity Wilson-Hafferden has again shown her vast potential with an upset win over reigning time trial champion Brodie Chapman at the Australian Road Cycling Championships. The 20-year-old Tasmanian beat Chapman by 3.8 seconds on Thursday in Perth for her first senior Australian road title. She says she always believed she could achieve the result, but hadn't expected it to be this year. And now for a look in the weather. Today, Friday, 9th of January, Perth is partly cloudy at 29. Adelaide is mostly sunny at 35. Melbourne is windy with a possible late storm at 41. Hobart is seeing a shower or two at 24. Canberra is sunny at 38. Wollongong is sunny at 35. And Sydney is sunny at 33. Newcastle is sunny at 36. Brisbane is seeing a shower or two at 29. Cairns is seeing showers with heavy falls possible at 29. And Darwin is seeing showers with a possible storm at 32. That wraps up the latest in news, sport and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.